Well, we had another good day of practice. The weather cooperated. It's always good when we can get outside and get some quality work. And it helps to have the number of guys that are working as hard as they can to come out and try to improve every single day. And we're getting that. You probably noticed there are a bunch of guys, at least some guys, that are participating in the Bill Walsh Minority Internship Program that joined us and will be joining us throughout this week. And they'll be at training camp as well. And one of those guys, it's two of those guys, are former players of ours, Richard Angola, along with Kanisha Udazi. It's great to have both of them around. All those guys are trying to learn and really help themselves to maybe one day coach at this level, but if not, to be able to go back to their respective colleges and, you know, do a good job there as well. So we're fortunate to have them around. And, of course, tomorrow we get a chance to go out and play some golf. I hope all of you will be there for the Vikings Children Fund fundraiser. I know that Joe and Tom will be there, so I can at least there'll be somebody that I can beat in golf. So I look forward to that. But we got a lot going on with our football team and some of the things we're doing in the community as well. But I think we're making improvements, and that's always encouraging. We had a few guys who didn't work today. You know, you saw with Adrian, we you know, just held him out, just coach's decision purely, and a few other guys that are in and out. Chad Greenway. Yeah, it's going to have a knee scope. He had a little tension in his knee. We decided we're going to do a knee scope. We're going to have that done tomorrow. He won't miss any training camp or anything like that. We just wanted to get it done now rather than run into a situation where we get to camp and it continued to bother him and we had some issues we'd have to deal with there. So we're going to have that done. But other than that, everybody else is working hard.
What was bothering Chad specifically?
Just some tenderness in the knee, and we ended up doing an MRI and saw some things in there we thought we needed to go in and clean up, and that's what we're going to do, have the scope to get it done.
So he'll be back in Mankato. That'll be the first time he'll
Yes.
Back.
Yep.
Peterson did not have any sort of nagging injury, was strictly?
No nagging injury, just decision is just to give him a day off.
What's going to be the difference between minicamp and OTAs?
Not a whole lot, Joe. The schedule will be a little bit different. We'll try to treat it more like an in-season schedule where we'll do more meetings in the morning than practice in the afternoon, but the practice itself will be similar to what we're doing here in OTAs. Just the structure of the day will be a little bit different.
Sullivan, a guy that's going to have to wait until training camp to get back out on the field?
Yeah, he won't participate in the off-season stuff that we're doing, but we'll have him in Mankato.
How about Lacey? You expect him at the start of training camp? Or
We do. Barring any hiccup along the way, yeah, we are expecting him to be there day one. Yeah.
What exactly happened with him? We saw you had an arm in the sling.
Dislocation of the thumb. That's it.
Okay, so that requires a sling?
Yeah.
Okay. Leslie, when you talk about Kenneth, he comes out here and he's kind of an inspiration to some of the guys. And he did this in Seattle, too, so he also has some of the skills behind him. What do you think of a guy like that that kind of puts it all together after what he's been doing?
Well, when you know the story, and you know knowing that he has recovered from leukemia, and I remember visiting him in the hospital and seeing what he was going through, Don. And every time I see him, you know, I'm just amazed. It's almost like seeing a walking miracle, because at that time, when I was visiting him at the hospital, it was a concern about whether or not he survived, you know, much longer. And to see him today, healthy, moving around real well. Communicating, talking, it's just it's an inspiration. You know, if you're someone that may be facing adversity, going through a tough time, you look at a guy like Udazi and you say, you know what, there's hope. He never gave up. He continued to battle, and it's great to have him around. He's an inspiration to our entire organization.
Craig Jennings just absent tonight?
Yes, just absent, yeah.
Chris Cook talked about how you approached him after the Antoine Winfield stuff went down and talked to him about being a leader. What were you trying to impart on Chris?
You know, he's in a different role now. I want him to understand that. I wanted him to look around and just see how much the landscape has changed from his rookie year, and more is going to be required of him this season from a leadership standpoint and as well as production on the field. That's obvious. But we need him to stay on the field. You know, sometimes the health issues you can't avoid. I mean, sometimes things just happen. But we just need him to do the right thing at all times and understand that there are some young guys that are now looking up to him. You know, it's not the reverse where he was looking up to other guys. It's, you know, people looking up to him in the classroom and at practice as well.
He's getting his hands on a lot of balls out here. Is that a good sign for you?
Yeah, you know, he's always practiced well and done good things in practice, and he's played some good games for us as well. But, you know, just the consistency, keeping him on the field, it's always good to see him making plays. There's no question about it. But now, carry that over to games and do it over the course of an entire season.
Do you like where he's at as a person, Leslie? What's always been
good? I do, Mike. In my conversations with him, I feel like he's grown up a lot. I think his teammates have really encouraged him and helped him along the way. We've got some really good leadership on this team, but I do. I like where he is, but still, I mean, it's something that he knows. We have to always hold one another accountable, and we'll continue to do that. And you never want to take anything for granted.
That's what kind of progress is Greg Childs making?
He's making, very good progress. He had a personal issue is why he's not here today and won't be here this week. He'll be here next week for the mandatory. But he's been doing very well for us, providing great leadership in the classroom, and his work on the field as well is helping our young receivers. So he's good to have around. Beyond his talent, his leadership really sticks out.
How about Jared Allen? How is he progressing as a football player, the person?
You know, I got a call. He's coming up behind me.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get to my
chair. I'm going to tell them this story.
We'll be like Dwight Howard.
Okay. I want y'all to hear this, because when I spoke about accountability, this is an example right here, Mike. He calls me, maybe a month ago now, and he says, "Coach, count on me this season to be even a better leader than I have been in the past." Now, that was music to Coach Frazier's ears, because unsolicited, just calls me out of the blue and just tells me that. And that's what you need. I mean, you need your great players to be great leaders if you want to have a chance to change the culture and also win games. And for him to call me and say, "I want to do even better than I've done before," that's inspiring.
I'm at OTA.
Yeah, and here, you know, he hasn't always been at OTAs, and here he is. So it's a good thing. But you need players like that. I mean, you need your great players to see your vision for the team, and for Jared and Adrian and other guys to buy into what we're trying to get done. And it gives you a chance to have a chance in a very, very tough league to win games in. So appreciate guys like Jared.
So. What sort of timeline are you hoping for Childs, and as he tries to get back in the mix in any way possible?
Well, you like to, get him for training camp when we get down to Mankato. You know, I'm got my fingers crossed, hoping that'll happen, waiting on Eric Sugarman and our medical staff to give us the green light, but that would be my hope. We'll see what happens then. I'm not sure what direction it'll go.
You've had 3 weeks of drills. You've got the whole team here pretty much. Going through the drills pretty full speed. What do you see and what do you like and what don't you like?
The good thing about this time of the year, you can kind of gauge where they are from a conditioning standpoint and how engaged they are mentally, so you get a feel, but until you get those pads on down in Mankato, you really don't know quite what you have. But what I do know is that our guys are really hungry and they want to succeed, evidenced by the attendance that we've had and how hard they're working. I mean, they are busting their tails. Everything we're asking them to do, they're trying to get it done. And the tempo at practice, the effort that we're demanding of them, and their attention in the meeting. So they're working. Now it's a matter, are we talented enough to get it done? But it won't be because of a lack of work. I mean, they're working their tails off.
What impressions, if any, do you get from Christian Ponder's arc through this offseason so far?
I think he's made tremendous strides, Tom, from a leadership standpoint. I just watch him around the huddle, the command that he's displaying. I think he has the physical ability. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But being able to do the things from the neck up, that a quarterback has to do. I'm seeing a maturation in that area, and that's what we need. We need that type of leadership, for our football team. And he's showing some of that, and we just got to keep, seeing that over the course of the next few months. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks.